Why tricks not solutions? I am the conscience of the nation. I and money do not mix. I and the truth do not collide. Inside me, the spirit of resistance never diminish. I am a qualified graduate from the University of Wisdom. I am the thinking tank, not from the jumble sale of wrong ideas. Who can understand my inner voice of reason? Who can understand my poetic, prophetic spirit given? Advantageously, I'm being remote controlled and therefore cannot be destroyed by human-made designs. Dynamites at Kosato House, dynamites at Hotso House, dynamites at Khanya House, dynamites at Mzwakhembuli House. No, the truth is yet to come, exclaimed the late poet Jingles Mahoti. When solutions are gone, tricks cannot become solutions and substitute. When solutions are gone, heads cannot be buried deep in the sand. Yes, tricks also delay the termination of the state of emergency. The bull is dying at last. The bull is kicking at random at last, kicking indiscriminately without the techniques. Yes, the bull sees his end at last. When solutions are over, hopeless, helpless, totalitarian regimes fabricate propaganda, too blatant to swallow. Nevertheless, I remain vulgar proof, and only God alone possesses the actual formula to destroy both the poet and the people oppressed. I cannot betray the mission of my existence, the mission of truth-telling. My poetry is the truth. I and the truth are one. No human caucus can match my natural intelligence, be it monkey tricks and snake techniques alike, let alone chameleon philosophy and the ninja. Let me repeat my poetic verses. The African poetic tradition is oral. The people are like crocodiles in the river, and no one can fight crocodiles inside the river. South Africa, why therefore buy time when crocodiles are against you? Why give chase to lizards when crocodiles are against you? If at all the God of liberation, the God of the poor, deprived and oppressed cannot punish Pretoria regime, therefore my God owes a special apology to the ancient people of Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah.